Finally, on this historic day for Scotland, the Queen issued a rare statement. Queen Elizabeth II said, yes, there will be strong feelings and contrasting emotions after the Scottish public voted against independence, but that an enduring love of Scotland will help unite all of Great Britain for the future. I'm on the line with a native son of Scotland and BBC radio host Rod Sharp. And Rod, how is this sitting with you on the day after?
You know, the thing that's really stunned me this morning is the resignation, or the intended resignation, of the First Minister, Alex Salmond, because Salmond made a speech, I think, after most people had gone to bed here last night, in which he called on David Cameron to make good on his promises, you know, before the referendum was taken, when Cameron thought there was a real chance he might lose. And this morning, Alex Salmond, who's clearly the best negotiator on the Scottish side, has said he's going to stand down at his next party conference, both as First Minister and as leader of the Scottish National Party, which he's led for 20 years. So this is a sea change in Scottish politics.
His party will carry on leading things, though, won't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. But to be honest, nobody is in the class of Salmond when it comes to negotiating deals with the Westminster government. He was the guy who got this vote out of David Cameron, apparently by making Cameron think it would go nowhere. And then look what happened. It could have been Cameron resigning today if it had gone differently.
Rod, I can't remember whether you're in the yes camp or the no camp.
I'm in a kind of sitting on the fence camp. But okay. To be perfectly honest, I'm deeply happy with this result, because this is the result to the unasked question. There should have been three questions on this Scottish ballot. There should have been yes for wholehearted independence, no for let's leave things just the way they are. And then there should have been yes, let's have more of a federal solution for the whole United Kingdom. We called it Devo Max.
And David Cameron,
devolution max, yeah. And David Cameron refused to put this on the ballot, and the result was what we got. So now that all the three party leaders have come together and allegedly pledged to give Scotland more power, we may have a Devo Max solution.
Now, a lot of promises were made in the last couple of weeks by Westminster, by the government in London. Rod, you believe them?
There's my problem, you see. David Cameron is under pressure to deliver something on this very, very quickly, but he's also under pressure from his own party, who don't want to deliver anymore, who think that the Scots have already had quite enough, thank you.
Now, Rod, you're sitting here in New England. How did it feel to be watching this referendum play out back home, and you have...
I had no hand in it. That's what made me sad. I was sad not to be there, because the atmosphere was just so charged. And I think the tremendous democratization of this one vote, the effect on people, has been electric.
And Rod, always electric to chat with you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.